This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We'll learn in loving memory of my Shver, Avigdor Aryeh ben Tzvi HaMelech, also sponsored by the Fish family, Leah Nishmas, Basi Bas Sara, Basi Bas Robert, Shlomo ben Avram Alev, Peril Bas Ruvain, Leah Nishmas, Dov ben Chaim, Lefur Shalem, Filio Moshe ben Chai Sara, Yaakov ben Basi Leah, Fiskus of Avram and Yom Benish ben Malki Hudis, by your Klugman and family, Rufu Shalema, Fahinda Baskai, Sari, it's a Mentim and Dush, Rifka Bashirilea, Hanabasha Shabina, by Shemir Ben Esther Fadl, and may have been Chai Sari, they should have a Rufu Shalema, Besek Shachel Yisrael. So we're holding by Mishnah Gimel. So Hasheret Shenim Tzalamatam in Chushta Shaltana. Here you have a Sheretz, which is an Avatama, that's found, remember the oven, the bottom is earth. It's found embedded in the earth of the oven. Now, that's not part of the oven. But if the sheretz fell through the oven, then it was in the air space of the oven, and then it would be in the time of the oven. But says Gemara, we assume that it fell through when it was alive. When it's alive, it's not metame. Says the Mishnah, it's tar, the oven is tar. Shani Aimer Chai Nafal. It fell when it was alive. When it's alive, it's not metame. The Aksha of Mace. Now it's dead, but now it's underneath the oven. It's not metame in the oven. Now listen to this case. Machat Ay Tabas. You find a needle or a ring that is tame from a mace. Ramatam in the Chushta Shel Tana. That was underneath the floor of the Tana. Says the Gemara, here again, Tahar. Why? We say it got there before you made the oven. So it never passed through the airspace. Shani, I'm a shamhayu, actually by a tanner. If we could be Taylor, we're Taylor. So it was there before you made the oven. So it never passed through the airspace of the oven. However, nimtsube for mikla, if you find this tummy dicker ring or needle in the ash of the oven, then obviously it was in the oven. Right, so there, tamei, then the oven is tamei. She'ein lo b'mel yitla. There's no way to get out of it. And it was in the oven. It's in the ash. Now, the new Mishnah is an interesting case. Svaig. Svaig is a sponge. Shebola mashkim tamei. It absorbed tamei dika mashka. But v'nogav mi b'chutz. The sponge is dry on the outside. And the sponge is inside the oven. V'nofel aver atana. But it's inside. The outside is dry. Says the Mishnah Tummy, the oven is Tummy. Why? Because we say that the liquid is destined to come out. Shesayf mash galotzeis. And since it's destined to come out, it's metame the oven. The same thing, says the Mishnah, is true. V'chein chaticha shel lefes v'shel gemin. If you have a piece of turnip or a piece of reed that absorbs Tummy the liquid, but it's dry on the outside, since it's seifa lotzeis, so therefore the oven is tamei. Rabbi Shimon metar b'shnei. Rabbi Shimon says, the sponge doesn't have its own liquid. The turnip and the reed has its own liquid. And therefore, since the tamidika liquid is mixed with its own liquid and it's dry on the outside, it's not metame. So Rabbi Shimon metar b'shnei elu in these two cases, unlike the sponge. My two brother-in-laws, Shmuley and Tzvi, and my wife is sitting shiva in my shver's home at 110 Skyline. They're sitting shiva. There is a shachris there at 8. There is a marv there, by the way, just that you should know, at 9:30. I hope they have no problems. I really don't know what they were thinking. And they're having a break between 12 and 2, so they're not sitting. They are sitting, but they're not. They're taking a break between 12 and 2 during the day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.